This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
All right, the final part of financial control with Denise from Crown Financial Ministries. Now we've got rid of our debt and we've used it wisely, we're setting the foundation for saving and investing. Denise, share all. Set that foundation for us.
Well, good morning. Just like your physical fitness, you get it to a certain level by disciplining yourself.
I'm not there. Sorry, but please continue.
I will not comment. In order to invest and save, you've also got to have achieved a certain financial fitness. So by now, you've found out where you are. You want to get to you know how to get to where you want to go. You've actually tracking your expenditure. You know you're doing that perhaps on a daily basis. And, you know, so now you've actually got to a place, think, well, I've got the debt under control. And there's a margin now between what you bring in and what you spend. So at its most basic, investing is the giving up of something today in order to have something later. That's probably at its most basic. So your level of fitness would include things like being debt-free as much as possible, spending less than you earn and having a savings capacity. And you've put away funds for, say, 3 months, living expenses. Now you're ready to invest for the longer term. And that might mean putting more, say, you know, in super or whatever.
So this is interesting because this is a topic of hot debate in my house. My wife knows a lot more about money than I do, happy to admit that. But I hear the word investing and I kind of go, oh, bad news. Because I, you know, hear horror stories of someone investing in this or investing in that. And for whatever reason, it's fallen down. I initially think of the stock market straight away. So what are the different ways that you can invest?
Well, you can actually just have like a term deposit, which is actually, you know, the major banks are actually guaranteed by the by the government, or you can do a long term one, which might be, say, the superannuation, perhaps adding some extra into your super, and then actually looking how that's also managed. And it depends on your risk profile as well. So, you know, whether you're conservative or, you know, you're moderately aggressive, that would depend on your mix. So diversification is the key, is actually not to, you know, put all your eggs in one basket. So so investing, like, there's two ways, you know, that they're saying to increase your wealth. One is to spend less than you earn and invest for a very long time. Wow. So it's a little bit over a long time. And they call it the eighth wonder of the world, which is like compound interest. And so that's, I think, you know, that's amazing. And yes, we have some pullback in the share market. It has actually increased, you would have seen of late. But if we're looking at a longer term savings capacity, and you're actually providing for your future, that's really what you're trying to do. You're providing for your future. And who knows? Look, don't most of us want to be freed up to be able to then be able to serve the community and have a capacity to do that? And the only way we're going to do that is actually be able to be unencumbered, but also to have some money behind us. We don't all want to be, a burden on our children. I mean, after all, they're going to choose our nursing home.
This is true. Well, what are some, I guess, ballpark kind of guides to saving in the first place? Should it be whatever's left over? Should it be a budget line? As you got mortgage, then you've got this much is put away for saving, et cetera, then the coffee and the stuff like that. Where should it fall in our budget? How much of a priority should it have? What's a good kind of amount, a percentage even, to allocate to saving?
Well, personally, I think 10% should be actually put away for long-term saving.
Wow.
I think that should actually be a priority.
As simple as that.
Yeah, it should be a priority.
See, I think leftover. But that I've actually got to allocate.
Pay yourself first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what we've got to remember is we're willing to actually perhaps go to the shops and, you know, perhaps, you know, I mean, I'll cook coffee because I just love my coffee. And, you know, we'll prioritise that. Why not prioritise something that's going to provide for you and your spouse or your family in the longer term? So think of it like that. Think of actually, okay, you're going to the shopping centre and there's all these things crying out to you as you're walking down the aisle. Oh, might not to you guys, you know. I know, so you're walking into the mall and, there's these for sale signs and things like that. Everything's screaming out, wanting to compete with, you know, for your money. So why not actually control that by actually putting the 10% away? And actually saving for your future. How you invest that, well, then you would get advice on that, and it would definitely depend on your risk profile and how it sits with you. I call it the sleep test. So if you can sleep at night with a decision you've made, get wise counsel. That is vital. Perhaps your parents might be a source of counsel. Your first source of counsel is your partner.
Mm. Excellent advice, Denise from Crown Financial Ministries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.